It's a really intriguing question in the parsha that some of the mefarshim ask. We'll try to develop two answers. We'll have a little bit of lumdus as we lead into setting some beautiful machshava. Moshe Rabbeinu is asked to Paro, is that we want to be able l'chu zivchu le'lokeichem ba'aretz. Paro says to Moshe, you know, do what you got to do. And Moshe says, lo nachon l'asos kein ki toavas Mitzrayim nizbach l'Hashem elkeinu. It's not appropriate for us to offer karbanos here in Mitzrayim. Rather, we should do it because it's toavas Mitzrayim le'inehem. It's not appropriate. Derech shoshes yamim ne'lech b'midbar. We need to be able to leave to offer karbanos and step out because of some affront to the sensitivities of Mitzrayim. We have to go out and offer the karbanos outside. What exactly is the pshat here? Why is it that we had to offer karbanos outside? Why couldn't we offer karbanos in Mitzrayim? What exactly is the yisod? What was the real problem here? So we'll develop two ideas. One a comment of Rav Hirsch, the other a comment of Meshech Chachma, that we will do our best to take a little bit further. Rav Hirsch writes the following idea. In Mitzrayim, they did not offer karbanos. Why didn't they offer karbanos in Mitzrayim? Because, as Rav Hirsch, the following unbelievable yisod. In many of the pagan religions, that which they worshipped were kochos hateva. Things that had power were things that they worshipped. So anything that would have a degree of power, they would sit there and they would say, we can't control this, this must be called God. Be that at times that the kochos hateva were outside, worshipping the sun, worshipping animals, worshipping certain beings, and at times at the same orientation towards the kochos that are implicit within them. We sort of are what we are, and we can't control the innate desires. We have to worship those things. Says of Hirsch, it is often that which non-Jews worship that we dafka use to sacrifice to Ribbono Shel Olam. They worship animals. We dafka take animals and sacrifice animals to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is that so? Because of the following very fundamental distinction between them. Those kochos, which the non-Jews think are above and beyond, and what they think are gods, so ulam ha-Yehudi hori b'karbonosav es netzigei kochos ha'ela. We kill the representatives of this to make the statement, uvikach mevi es adam l'dei hakara, the statement that we control nature, that we control our own nature inside, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is above and beyond everything. In that sense, that which they worship, we sacrifice to Hashem, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is above and beyond that, and we are not bound by all of those, kochos. So the Mitzrim worship idols. Sorry, the Mitzrim worship idols that represent certain kochos. The Mitzrim worship animals. Our job is to take that which they worship and to sacrifice that to Ribbono Shel Olam to make the statement of, it's not all about they have kochos, they must be God. No, there's a real God that gives them the kochos, and we have control over those kochos. So suggest first. Meshech Chachma has what is a very, I think, a very sharp shot. He has the following suggestion. Meshech Chachma, I'm not sure that in Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim didn't offer karbanos at all. The Gemara tells us, the Sugya Mesechas Menachos and Daf Ayin Gimel, that non-Jews are allowed to offer karban olas, they just aren't able to offer karban shlamims. So suggest the Meshech Chachma, the real affront was as follows. It wasn't per se about whether you were going to offer a carbon or not. It was the way in which we were going to offer a carbon. A carbon ola is entirely consumed. In Mitzrayim, when they would offer an animal, that would be entirely consumed. Nothing would be eaten at all. When we, however, what the Baruch Shalom wanted us to do was to offer a carbon shlamim where we would eat part of the animal. The ultimate affront to the Mitzrayim was that we were going to come along and we were going to eat the animal, that we were going to have that kind of hishtatfus, that kind of participation in the hakravas hakarban above and beyond just the fact that we were going to offer it. All that begs a question, which is, why was it so critical that we offered the carbon shlamim? What was so critical that we offered a carbon that we'd be eating part of? Why is it that the world of non-Jews can have a shaychus to the world of carbon ola, but can't have a shaychus to the world of carbon shlamim? What exactly is that? What exactly is that all about? So it happens to be, again, I guess 3 minutes of lamdas. It happens to be, this is the machlokas in the Gemara Menachos and daf ayin gimel, why non-Jews can't offer a carbon shlamim. Is it a gezeiras hakasav? They are mufka from the world of carbon shlamim. The Torah says they can't do it. Or is it more of a svara? What's the svara? That when non-Jews come along and non-Jews offer karbanos, so mistama, their das, is to offer a carbon ola. They haven't come on to this idea of a carbon shlamim. The Karen Orr and others point out, nafkamina would be, let's say a non-Jew would say explicitly, I want to offer a carbon shlamim, would that be chal or not? If it's a kasev, they have no shaykhs at all, they're mufka entirely. If it's based in a svara, so maybe they would have some kind of a connection. There are those who suggest that even when a non-Jew tries to offer a carbon shlamim, and we paskin that it's really going to be a carbon ola, the following very astounding thing, the Knesset Rishonim has this in a Rav Ilan in the footnote, it's found in some other Sfarim also, that it could be that what non-Jews are really mufka from is the idea of eating a carbon shlamim. It could be that if they try to offer a carbon shlamim, they're chayev to be makrevit, to offer the carbon as if it is a carbon shlamim. Just in the end of the day, they burn all of it and they don't eat. There's something about eating the carbon that apparently non-Jews were not able to do, and there's something about that their Baruch Shalom Dafka wanted us to offer, and there's something about that again, in Mitzrayim, it would have been an offense for them to do it. So, what's the pshat here? So, Rav Kamenetsky and Amos Yaakov in Parshas Vizos HaBracha offers the following very, very beautiful idea. He suggests that herein lies the fundamental difference between the way that non-Jews worship Hashem and the way that we worship Hashem. It's a Havdel Yisodi min Torah Yisrael to Torah Ha'umos. In the world of Torah Ha'umos, the belief is that when I worship the Ribono Shel Olam, that is something which does not take place in the confines of this world. I can't sanctify the physical. It has to be totally mufka and totally spiritual. Now to understand the yisod of carbon ola, have something I give that entirely to God. What is more challenging for them to understand is the idea that we are partners and the idea that we are able to sanctify even our achila, even our mundane in this world. What carbon shlamim represents is a very different approach to Yiddishkeit than is found by non-Jews. We believe at times in carbon ola, at times we believe in giving over everything to Hashem, but we also believe, and perhaps our ikur bris is established based on carbon shlamim, which is our ability to also eat part of the carbon. We can elevate, we can be miromeim, our actual achila of the carbon, in a way which makes it very, very beautiful. Says Yaakov in Parshas Vizos HaBracha, that's why the Torah says, Torah tzivalanu Moshe morasha kihilas Yaakov. Torah tzivalanu Moshe morasha kihilas Yaakov. Says Rav Yaakov, I am intrigued by the fact that the Torah identifies Torah as the heritage of Yaakov. I would have thought that we should call it based on the heritage of Yisrael. Yisrael often connotes the loftier version, the person that can take on a Sarah Shal Esav and emerge victorious. The larger Klal Yisrael, Yaakov, Ekev, refers to Yaakov and in terms of the more involvement in this world. I would have thought Torah should be celebrated by being Torah's Yisrael. Says of Yaakov, it's actually not the pshat. Says of Yaakov, Bir Lashon Yaakov, Shishtamish Bo Akasiv Khan, the reason why it says Yaakov Dafka, Velo Zera Yaakov, Obnei Yaakov, right Yaakov, is because the Torah wants to be Magdir Mahut HaTorah, the Mahus of the Torah, the essence of the Torah here. Then Yeshno Havdel Ma'otib, and Torahsim Shal Yisrael, Torah Sa'umos. That when it comes to the Umos, it's Yechidim, it's elevated, it's separate. By us, we believe that it is, you're able to do it, all of Klal Yisrael, all of Bnei Yisrael, and even in a way which is much more connected to this world itself. He points out that seems to be part of the pshat, even in why the Gemara can say in Kiddushin, Gemara Mesechas Yuma, the Rambam most famously in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that the Keser Torah is Munach Bekeren Zavis Kol Misharotze Yavo V'yitol. If Torah demanded us totally abdicating our role in this world, to totally leave it, and to have no shaykhs at all, so by non-Jews, there's like the priest, there's like Yechidim that can have that kind of an existence where they're elevated totally beyond. We believe you can sanctify this world, and we believe that sanctification can take place with all of Klal Yisrael. And in that sense, it was important that all of Klal Yisrael, that's also this week's parasha, that all of Klal Yisrael goes, you know, b'na'arein v'zkenu neilech, b'vadeinu v'noseinu, that everybody be able to go, because we all have a shaychus to, not just Yiddishkeit, we all have a shaychus to the idea of the carbon shlamim, which is the bris that we have in the Ribono Shel Olam, that we're able to eat it. In that sense, Rav Hirsch and Meshech Chachma have an intriguing machlokas. Is the pshat that they never would be makriv a carbon? In which case, Rav Hirsch says, yeah, they'd never be makriv a carbon. And our ikar yisod is that we're able to, we are makriv that which they worship. That which they worship, we show, is only a means, and we have control over it, and that's a very fundamental yisod. According to Meshech Chachma, they do worship things. They totally do worship things. But our idea is that we're able to uplift, that we're able to function even within the conscious world, which is what the carbon shlamim is all about. That same yisod, aside from Rav Kamenetsky, is also in Rebaruch Saratskin and Sefer Habina Vahabracha al HaTorah, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. I think he's medayik that a little bit when he notes, you know, how do you relate to the question of non-Jews being able to offer karbanos? On one hand, ki basi basi yikari l'chol ha'amim. On the one hand, it's almost like etzim the fact that non-Jews can also offer karbanos seems to detract from an element of our own hakravas hakarbanos. But the more that one has an appreciation that while there is overlap in terms of carbon ola, because that yisod may really be very, very similar, the standards with Torah Yisrael, the etzim, the presence of this Gemara in Meseches Minacho, to Shalmei Akum, become Olos, Ibayisei Mekra, Ibayisei Mesvara. So that comes, that highlights what makes us unique. And that thing says you could have thought the opposite. The fact that non-Jews only offer a carbon Ola, which is the pure carbon, you could have thought is a sign of like the godless of non-Jews. Said Rav Saratsky, that's not true at all. Their weakness is they can only offer a carbon Ola. Our godless is that we can offer a carbon that we eat part of also. And that was critically, critically important, especially for the following reason. Klal Yisrael, the Pesukim tell us in Sefer Yecheskel, the Midrashim and Sefer Kabbalah at length, Klal Yisrael was in a very tricky spot when they were still in Mitzrayim and they were about to leave. They're in a very tricky spot. Part of the influence was that the more that we were living in the world of Egyptian culture, so much as Lo Shinu Hashemam, Lashonam, Malbusham, V'chulei, we definitely were very, very much impacted by their culture. A lot of that would have to do also with the way in which we worship, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Part of Nisr Ramim Zimon Nevuchim, about Karbanos in general, but part of what we were trying to establish here with the Karban Shlamim was giving us a very fundamental yisod about Gufa, the difference between us and the non-Jews in the way in which we worship, which is why the offering of Karbanos perhaps was so critical. Like, of all the mitzvahs, why offering Karbanos is that so important? Because it's the yisod of Karban Shlamim that makes it all the more unique. That's why the Torah calls it a Zevach B'derechlal in Chumash, refers to the Karban Shlamim, and that's part of what is going on here. Have a wonderful rest of your day.